It's time for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101, and we're excited for the opportunity to talk with the editors of a wonderful book that we chatted about a couple of times in the last several weeks. It's called To Imogene, a Flagstaff Love Letter, One Town's Long-Distance Romance with an Iconic Trail Run, and we're joined by editors Miles Schrag. Miles, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, nice to be here.
And Julie Hammonds. Julie, welcome in.
Thank you for having us.
Really is a fascinating story, but also a beautiful book to look at as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am. When I first got the book, Miles, the thing that struck me about this is that people in the Northeast, when I tell them that this race, the highest point in the race is twice as high as the highest point in all of New England, they look at me like I'm crazy. So could you just sort of give our listeners the landscape, the kind of trail that's running on, and what the IPR is about?
Yeah, sure. So it's a trail race that starts in Ray, Colorado, which is about 8,600 feet up in elevation. We run on old mining roads to Imogene Pass, which of course the race is named after. And that's at 13,114 feet. That's 10 miles. And then you go downhill to 7.1 miles, still on those old mining roads to Telluride, which is about just about 10,000 feet. So people that do the race like to say it's just one hill. That's all it is a one-hill race. That's obviously 10 miles up and 7.1 miles down. It's not an easy go, but even if you live at elevation, those of us here in Flagstaff at 7,000 feet do, but it's still a long way to go.
Julie, when you look at the Flagstaff running community and its devotion to this race, I think that's a fair word. The book explains the origins, but how would you tell someone who maybe spent their life running on the Great Plains why they might want to do this race?
People in Flagstaff like to run hard, high trails, and we have some around here for sure. But back in the 80s, people from Flagstaff started running those hard, high trails also that are in southern Colorado, which is kind of our neighbor. And they really had fun up there. And they came back to Flagstaff and would tell their friends and their family and say, you got to come with me next year. And it just kind of snowballed. We just really like training together and running together on trails that are challenging and beautiful scenery.
Yeah, one of the things I loved in the book was I don't remember exactly where it is, but there's the comparison of the number of people from Flagstaff versus the number of people from much larger cities. I was stunned by that there were more people from Flagstaff than from Denver in this race.
No, it really is a big community thing here. We all know that the deadline is June 1st to sign up, and people, you know, get on social media and remind their friends that, hey, tomorrow's the deadline. We gotta get on the phones right away. Because the race sells out within the first 10 to 20 minutes. And if you get in, it's a guaranteed very fun weekend in southern Colorado with your friends and training buddies. So there's a lot of incentive because it's sort of the pleasure of numbers. There's a lot of incentive to get in on that group and to go have fun up there with your buds.
Now, Miles, I know you had a lot to do with the way this book was constructed. It's a lovely, lovely book. I mean, it's not just sort of a nice looking book. It's a beautiful book. What made you think that was probably the best way to present this? I think it was, but what was the genesis of the idea of doing this as this kind of a book as opposed to, say, a more standard kind of collection of essays?
Yeah, thank you for noticing the look of the book. We're proud of that. And Julie and I did not do the design, although obviously we worked with the designer and the illustrator. And a watercolor artist who has a lot of work in the book to make sure that the visual appearance was as good as it could be. The main reason for that is as we got going, I put out a call for submissions, and I expected to get some decent written work, maybe some really good written work in some cases. And what I ended up getting was actually really good material, even before we went through and edited and really tried to, bring a professionalism to the articles. We had some really good writing. But what we also found was, in some cases, we had just quips or very short pieces. There were a couple that are more, narrative long-form pieces. so we had such a good accumulation of wide variety that we realized we needed to have a visual appearance that showed that variety. And the content of those essays also showed that people were doing this race for all sorts of different reasons. Some were very emotional and personal. Some were competitive athletes who were pushing themselves. Some were doing it for a loved one. Some just, as Julie said, because they wanted the social aspect to it. Obviously, it's a commitment, but everybody had very different reasons. And we felt that a visual look to the book that showed a wide variety and was kind of rustic and, you know, dirty, fit a trail run and fit the Flagstaff vibe.
Well, one of the other things I think which is beautiful about this book is that a portion of the proceeds, excuse me, go to BLE Flagstaff, a nonprofit that helps people through random acts of kindness, encourages everyone to live their best life ever. It seems to me that that's very much a part of the running ethic. I mean, I've coached track, but I was never a distance runner, never a trail runner. But it seems to me the people that do that are among some of the kindest and most gentle people I know. Do you see that same connection?
Well, yeah, you don't have to push me very hard to talk kindly about distance runners. I think they are they're a cerebral bunch. They're an earnest bunch, but also a really great sense of humor. And so, I mean, I would say that in general. But I feel like that comes really clear when you're in Flagstaff. It's a town that's built on running. You've got elite athletes who have come to train here since really the 1968 Olympics. You've got a Native American population where running is a big part of their culture. You've got a lot of people like Julie and me who are not competitive runners at all, but enjoy it and have a lot of good friends in the running community. I feel like distance runners are very inviting, and they're non-judgmental when it comes to inviting people to take part in the training and the whole culture surrounding running. And I feel like the book captures that, obviously with a very Flagstaff bent, but I think that you can't help but look at these and appreciate the passion and the commitment of distance runners.
Yeah, we just had Michael Powell, who wrote a fabulous book, Canyon Dreams, about basketball on the Navajo Reservation. There's something about this race and the landscape that I think is really interesting. If you ran a trail race here in New England, most of the time all the competitors would be out of sight, except but a few of them. And as I looked at some of these pictures, it seems to me there are times when you actually see hundreds of runners on a trail because you're up above the tree line. and do you think that maybe where you live sort of encourages this kind of exploration of the outdoors as part of running?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that, but I think you are right. I have very strong memories of being on the Imogene Pass Run Trail and seeing hundreds of people in front of me and knowing that there were hundreds of people behind me. And the specific feeling associated with that was knowing how many of those people were Flagstaff people. And so you start going at a certain pace, and you're almost never alone on that trail unless you're the very front runner. You're with lots of other people, and quite often the other people are from Flagstaff. So you talk, you encourage each other, you laugh together, you sometimes cry together. If someone falls, you help them get back up. It's a very communal activity. And in surroundings, that it's hard to overstate how gorgeous it is up there at the Imogene Pass.
Well, if people haven't, I'm sorry, if people haven't seen it, they can see a lot of the pictures in the book. It's a great book, and I really appreciate you guys taking some time to join us this afternoon. To Imogene, a Flagstaff love letter, one town's long-distance romance with an iconic trail run. Miles Schrag and Julie Hammond, editors, thank you so much for joining us today on Downtown.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, I hope I'll see you in June in St. Louis, Miles.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
All righty. Take care.
Well, that's Miles Schrag and Julie Hammonds talking about the book To Imogene, a Flagstaff love letter. And, you know, as you mentioned, Bruce, it's the kind of book you don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be a distance runner just to appreciate the beauty of this book, the pictures, but the story, too, which is great.
And all the stories of people that are running for a loved one, someone who's passed away. And it's not that you know, thing on TV that you see when on Monday Night Football, you know, kind of stuff. These are genuine stories about a community that really likes and cares about one another. It's a beautiful book. It would make a wonderful gift. It's Soulstice, S-O-U-L-S-T-I-C-E, Publishing, and make a great gift. Beautiful book.
Sports Lit 101. What's coming up next week?
Next week, we're going to do the last of the might want to buy for their favorite sports fans in terms of books. I just also got the new Nebraska, Rutgers, and Illinois catalogs and have ordered about 30 books for next year. So
nice.
We're looking good, and we'll be talking hockey, soccer, one more or two more baseball books. We've had a lot of those, and running and cycling and of those books next week.
Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday here on Downtown.